You know, I'm trying to figure. Here's my question. Dan Kildee, Michigan congressman from the 5th Congressional District, used to come on with me quite regularly. Alyssa Slotkin used to come on quite regularly. I always had great conversations with these Democrats. Didn't agree on everything, but had conversations and listened to each other's point of view. And yet, in recent months, in fact, for more than a year, they run and hide. I've not been disrespectful to them. I've not trash-talked them here. I've disagreed with them on policies. But I don't make personal attacks. We have conversations, and yet somehow the Democrats fear me. They won't come anywhere near me. And you have to ask yourself, why? Because I have a different point of view? Because I'm quick on my feet and I can counter their conversations and their talking points with facts and figures and ideas that are different from their own? Isn't that what America is supposed to be about? Talking about our differences, comparing notes? And the person with the most persuasive argument wins? Isn't that what we're supposed to do here in the United States? I mean, the freedom of speech is there so that we have more ideas, not less. That we have more ideas put out there, not fewer. That we do great things together. You know, the United States does great things, big things. Not because they're easy, but because they're hard. So said John Kennedy. And if I check my references, I'm quite sure that he was a Democrat. John Kennedy would have the courage to come here and speak with me. People that have the courage of their own convictions would come here and talk. If you believe, Bernie Sanders would come here and talk. I've spoken to Bernie Sanders. We wouldn't agree on much. But the one thing I've always given him credit for is being honest about what he believes. No matter how misguided I think it is, he will tell you straight, this is what I believe and this is why. We should spend trillions of dollars on this and this, and here is why. And so I asked the Democrats today, why are you afraid to come here and have a conversation with me? I'm fair. I let you speak. I let you make your points. I tell you where I disagree and where I think you're wrong, and you'll do the same to me. It's called dialogue. Again, it's how America was built. They didn't just walk into Philadelphia and write the Constitution. It went back and forth for months and months. Compromises were made. Conclusions were reached. Enemies were made. And friends were made too. I have friends that are far left, believe it or not. And friends that are far right. And people that are right down the middle. The truth of the matter is, I can talk these conversations with anyone. The problem that I'm finding on the left, and here is my criticism. The left is afraid to have these conversations now. The left is afraid to have a conversation about the southern border because what can you say about it? It's going well? Of course you can't say that. Do you really stand there and defend what happened with the pullout of Afghanistan where we left Americans and our allies that helped us for 20 years, we abandoned them to the Taliban? How do you defend that? Alyssa Slotkin was elected in large part because she came from the intelligence community. She should know this topic better than any of us. And yet it seems she's afraid to come here. Why? Alyssa Slotkin has been on this program numerous times. Go back and listen to the interviews. SteveGruber.com, click on podcast, put her name in, a whole host of interviews will pop up. Listen to how they went. Dan Kildee, the same. Go pop in his name in the podcast at SteveGruber.com. You can hear all the conversations. So I ask you again, Democrats, what are you afraid of? Being accountable? Talking to somebody in front of others that doesn't agree with you? Must you be in an echo chamber all the time? I am happy to have people on this program that disagree with me. Vehemently disagree with me. I'm not afraid to stake my position. Furthermore, I'm not afraid to change my mind. If you can convince me that I'm wrong, if you can convince me that I'm on the wrong track or my ideas could be modified for the reasons you put forth, I'm not afraid to change my mind. Can you say the same about yourself? That's what I ask the left. Are you so enamored, are you so married to this idea that everything the left does is right and moral and correct that you cannot listen to any divergent ideas at all? Are you so closed-minded that you won't let any other thoughts enter your head? Are you so worried about being in the echo chamber that nobody else is allowed to speak? Or will you do the most American thing ever and have a debate? Have a conversation. It's the most American thing you can possibly do. Not plug your ears and walk away, but have a conversation. This is what I believe, and here's why. Well, I disagree with you for these reasons, and here's why. So my challenge is to all Democrats and all people on the left. What are you afraid of? Why do you fear me? Why are you afraid to come on the Steve Gruber Show, Democrats? Why? I treat you with respect. I let you speak. We have a conversation. And Governor Whitmer, you've been invited for years. What are you afraid of? Having a conversation with somebody who doesn't agree with you right down the line, somebody who doesn't coddle your thoughts? You're right, I won't do that. But I will be respectful. I challenge you all. You can go to stevegruber.com. Send me a note, any of you, anytime. We'll make the proper arrangements. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.